Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me for a very special episode today on Talk 29. Folks, the hard reality is the United States is at war, and you were lied to. And this has just recently come to light through some rather unusual means in apparently a gaming room where a National Guardsman, 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard by the name of Jack Teixeira, I guess is how you pronounce it, Teixeira, was arrested. He was arrested in an investigation into classified documents that were leaked onto the internet, specifically to some gamers in a game room site. And in these leaks, we found out some very shocking things. We found out, well, it shouldn't be shocking, I suppose. We found out that the media is lying to us. We found out that the Obama administration, too, to be perfectly honest, has been lying to us about some of the cover-ups. But we're talking specifically, obviously, about our current administration here, the Biden administration, lying to us. In fact, we've been lied to for many, many years. And in reality, we've been told every single night that the Ukrainian government, the brave Ukrainian government and its people, are winning this war. And they're winning this war with the help of the United States, money, billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. And that in the end, good will conquer evil and everything will be fine. We're also told that if we don't fight this war, if we don't help the Ukrainians fight this war, if we don't support the Ukrainians in this war, Putin will not stop with the Ukraine. Putin will move on into Poland. Putin will start World War III. Well, most of that has now come to light as being a complete lie. First off, the Ukrainians are not winning the war. As a matter of fact, through these leaks, we now know the Ukrainians are being hammered. And the Ukrainians are losing between 6 and 8 people to every Russian. That's not winning the war, folks. That's losing and losing badly. We learned that most of their air force has been depleted. And we've learned something even more shocking, and that is that there was some intent on firing missiles into Russia, missiles that were paid for by the United States. And perhaps the most shocking of all is we learned that there are boots on the ground, American boots on the ground in the Ukraine. Now, before we all panic and say, are you telling me soldiers are fighting right alongside the Ukrainians? Not exactly. There's approximately 100 special forces agents in the Ukraine, and I'm imagining it's for tactical reasons more than actual fighting alongside the Ukrainian army. But nonetheless, there are Americans in the Ukraine, as well as several other countries. People are there. So theoretically, folks, we are, in fact, waging a war against Russia as we speak. Now, before you think this is very hyperbolic, let me just clear something up. You don't have to physically throw a punch. If you're supporting the person who's throwing the punches, then you're at war with that person, correct? Without the involvement of the United States financially and probably physically to some extent, this war is over long ago. The Ukraine will have fallen, at least those provinces will have fallen, to Russia and Russian forces. So we are involved in the war. Vladimir Putin is very aware of this. He understands how much money is being shoveled over there. But I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure. He clearly understood that there were boots on the ground. I know the American people didn't. Here's the problem with this. I've heard people on both sides of the spectrum. I've heard people say, well, this kid is a whistleblower. The government should absolutely 100% tell you the truth about what's going on in the Ukraine. And if this guy had access to it, all he really did is expose the government as liars and corrupt and propagandists. That's correct. But then I've heard the other side of the aisle say, well, we're not going to tell everybody exactly what's happening, because if we told everybody exactly what's happening, it's going to get back to the wrong people. That's correct, too. So you both have a point. However, there is one thing that is a fact that is not debatable. You cannot go to war without having an act of Congress. We don't have that. So they're officially saying, no, we're not at war. No. Far from it. We're aiding someone, but we're not at war technically. If Americans have the potential to be killed, you're at war. You're obviously at war. Now, it's not a full-fledged war. We're not sending over our guys flying over and dropping bombs and everything. We're not doing that. We're not at an official war with Russia, but we are at war. And Vladimir Putin knows this very well. This administration has brought us to war. And I've said on my own personal show, which you can hear Thursdays at 2 p.m., Marcus Cain's As I See It, I've said this several times. This administration wanted this war. Now, before everyone freaks out and says, why does anybody want a war? Well, there's several reasons. But here's the proof. There is no administration, including this one, that is so stupid that they didn't know that Putin was eyeing up the Ukraine. We have intel, and we clearly understood he was amassing troops around the border of the Ukraine. And when he was asked about this, if you remember, Joe Biden said, I talked to Putin, and he said these are just military exercises. He has no intention of going in. You knew better. You clearly knew better. If your intention was to support the Ukraine, that's when you send the weapons. The reason that's when you send the weapons is because then if Vladimir Putin were to counter that and say, why are you sending weapons into the Ukraine? We can counter by saying, what does it matter to you if you just said you're not invading it? So what do you care? They're not attacking you. But no, we waited, knowing with our intel, they're amassing more troops. They're amassing more troops. They're going to go in any day. Joe Biden gave the date. If you remember, Joe Biden got on television and said they're going to probably do it within this time frame. And yet not one single ounce of defense was sent. We waited. And the reason we waited is we wanted to make sure it happened. There's a reason behind this war that he wanted so desperately. And those reasons, all of those reasons, are not going to come clear. Not yet, anyway. But one of the main factors is we very seldom change presidents during wartime. And I feel as though when this election gets closer and closer to the 2024 election, you're going to see tensions escalate between Russia and the United States. Now, quite obviously, we know about Joe Biden and his ties with the Ukraine and his son's ties with the Ukraine. So it's really very baffling why they would want Russia to go in there. I know there's financial reasons and people are making a fortune off the war. I get that. But there's political reasons too, folks. There's political reasons. And there's reasons that they didn't tell the American people the truth. All they really had to say was, of course, we have special forces people in there. We had them in there before Putin invaded. But they didn't. They lied and said, oh, no, we're supporting with weapons. We're helping them arm themselves because these are brave people who are fighting for their country, and much of that is true. But at the same token, they didn't tell you about Zelensky going around to the Christian churches and arresting people, putting them in jail. They didn't tell you anything about that. They didn't tell you that for every one Russian soldier killed in battle, seven Ukrainian soldiers are killed in battle. They also didn't tell you that we broke a treaty that we claimed we were going to honor with Vladimir Putin. And you can say, listen, I know there are people who are going to say, why are you sticking up for Vladimir Putin? I'm not sticking up for Vladimir Putin. He's an evil dictator and a son of a bitch. But then don't make the treaty. If you have absolutely no intention of keeping that bargain, don't make the bargain. So in that, he was right. In that, he was right. Now, everything he's doing over there is horrific. We understand that. And we can say, well, can we sit idly by and watch it? That's not the point. It's not the point whether we can sit idly by and watch it. Do you know how many countries are doing just as bad things to their people and we are sitting by and idly watching it? The point is, how far do you want to take this? Before this escalates into World War III, because it's literally a heartbeat away. Right now, it's sort of a Cold War with a little bit of extra spice on it. But it is quickly escalating to not being a Cold War. If we have 100 Special Forces agents in that country, and one bomb strike takes out, God forbid, any of them, that's American blood that was shed. That's war. So I think we have to face the facts, folks, that we are at war. We are at war with Russia. The Biden administration, and to a lesser extent, even Obama started this way back, but we're not going to get into that because we don't have time. The Biden administration led us into war. They may lead us into war again. China's going to invade Taiwan. It's just a matter of time. And we're seeing a major shift in power in the world. And if you don't think that's on purpose, ask yourself why this did not happen under the Trump administration. Ask yourself why China was absolutely not talking about going into Taiwan. Ask yourself why Vladimir Putin was not even considering going into the Ukraine. As soon as we changed our leadership, it set the table. The very first thing Joe Biden did as president was to give Vladimir Putin back his pipeline, which in essence funded the war. Then we end up blowing it up. Why'd you give it back to begin with? You funded the war. You literally gave him the monetary gain he needed to fund this war. And now a 21-year-old kid who's probably, listen, how many 21-year-old kids do you know got their head screwed on right? Yes, he was a member of the National Guard, Air Force National Guard, and he had top secret. He's 21 years old. And he's in a gaming room with his friends saying, I know a couple secrets. Is he a chucklehead? Yeah, he's a chucklehead. Did he say anything that wasn't true? No. No, he didn't. As a matter of fact, he appears to have exposed people who were saying things that weren't true. So his real crime, I suppose, is exposing our government as liars. His real crime, I suppose, is being able to see things other people can't see and be willing to talk about it and say what you're being told isn't true. Now, I do realize that the government can't tell you everything. I do realize that. I mean, the Biden administration is not going to come out and say, well, just to let you know, we have 100 Special Forces agents in the Ukraine currently. No one needs to know that information. If they have the intel to find it out, then let them find it out on their own. We don't have to hand that to them. But at the end of the day, I think you do need to be level with the American people to a certain extent and say we have a greater involvement in this conflict than just shoveling off billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. And we need to know what that greater thing is. Because you're not going to convince me that we're giving hundreds of billions of dollars to the Ukraine because it's the right thing to do. How many other countries are literally in wars and treating their people in such a manner that there's slavery and there's child forced labor and there's all kinds of things? We're not interfering. Again, now I know military strategists are going to say, oh, well, that's because he's going to go into Poland. But please explain to me where you're getting this from. Where are you getting that Vladimir Putin intends to go into Poland? If you're saying with one side of your mouth that he's barely beating the Ukraine with our help, what the hell do you think would happen if he ever went into Poland? That would force all of NATO to help. They would be ruined. It would be ruination. He's not going into Poland. He's not even going to, in my opinion, he won't even dwell too far into the Ukraine. But we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in an attempt to ward that off. And I think the American people deserve to know exactly why. So if you can tell me why Jack Tazara has put lives in danger, then indeed I think he belongs behind bars. If you're going to come out and tell me no one knew about the Americans' involvement as far as boots on the ground, and now they do. Nobody knew that there were other countries there helping with such and such, and now they do. Now the enemy knows. Okay. Well, then you're right. He spilled the beans. And he did it on a very unsecure, in an unsecure atmosphere where I'm sure many terrorists and other countries and spies and everything else lurk. But at the end of the day, again, did he say anything that wasn't true? I think we need to level with the American people a little bit more about what you're using our tax dollars for and why you're using them and why we have involvement there. We still don't have the answer to that question. The answer is always it's the right thing to do. Well, there's people being slaughtered mercilessly by drug cartels in Mexico. We're not going in there. There are places all over the globe that are still incorporating slavery and child labor and horrible, horrible wars taking place between different factions. We're not involving ourselves. Those are wrong, too. Those are human rights violations and atrocities as well. We're not involving ourselves. Now, I know people will say, well, that's because it's on the border of Poland. Well, then why are we not sitting down with Vladimir Putin and say, if you cross a certain line in the Ukraine that's getting within anywhere near striking distance of Poland, then that's war. Then you're declaring war on Poland and you're declaring war on NATO. And make that very clear to Vladimir Putin. And I think that's a red line. That's what they call a red line. But hundreds of billions of dollars to a country that we say we have no real vested interest in. Very interesting. So should this guy's life be ruined? You know, it's a hard question, folks. I mean, you know, when I first heard this story, I said to myself, well, he didn't say anything that wasn't true. And I'm tired of our government lying to us and covering things up and pretending things. And I'm tired of the media. And oh, by the way, let's talk about the media. When we had leaks about Donald Trump, we can't find the person who leaked it. We don't know who possibly could have leaked all this information. Well, the press went on a manhunt from moment one that they found this out, and they found this guy in no time. Press acting like an investigative arm, right? They could have found out any of these other leaks, too, if they wanted to. They didn't want to. This time they did want to. And look how quick they found him. So whether your argument is he belongs in prison or he's a whistleblower, It depends on really what side of this conversation you're on. I'm sort of in the middle on this, and I'm usually not. Usually I'm very strong about taking one side or the other, and while I'm leaning toward saying he's more of a whistleblower because he didn't tell any lies or spread any propaganda, at the same time, if you can show me that there was information in there that would in some way help or hinder, I should say, or risk American lives, which I didn't even know was there, by the way. Neither did you. Nobody did, right? Then that's a problem. That's a big problem. So whistleblower or leaker, again, it depends on your perspective. But I know my perspective on the government, and that is they need to stop lying to the people. Every right to know the involvement and the reasons why we are so deeply involved in a war that could potentially cause World War III. Now, this is not speculation, folks. I mean, we're not looking at, oh, it'll never happen. We're very close. We're very close. Putin's on his last legs as far as health-wise is concerned. He may want to go down as the person who says, yes, I declared war on the United States, or better, they declared war on me by helping out our enemy, and I will press the button. Who knows? Who knows what he'll do? Nuclear war is a very serious thing. So when we're all sitting around saying, well, listen, the Russian army couldn't beat our army, that's probably true. But they may not have to. They may not have to. We've gotten ourselves into a situation now where because we, as a country, decided orange man bad, we've allowed an administration to come in and take control that has been so reckless and careless and feckless and weak that it has empowered our enemies to do anything they want to do, thumb their nose at this country and say, we dare you. That's not good. Of all the things Donald Trump said that I admire, the one thing that I truly, truly admire is when he said, I told Vladimir Putin what would happen. And he said, you will never do it. And I said, oh, I will. And he probably only believed me about 10%. 90% sure I would never do it, what I said. But that 10% stopped him. Same thing with Xi Jinping. He said, I told him the same thing. Go into Taiwan, see what happens. And he said, no, you wouldn't. Even you wouldn't do that. He said, oh, yeah, you know, you try me. He probably 90% said he's not going to do it. But that 10% was enough to say, I don't know if I want to risk it. The Biden administration, 100%, they understand nothing's going to happen. We're going to throw our money in there. We're going to throw a few special forces agents and put their life in danger. We're not going to do anything in the long run. Russia is going to win this war. It's very likely Russia is going to win this war unless we actually send actual boots on the ground. And then what about the billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that was spent? Why was it spent in a war that they could not possibly hope to win without our actual physical intervention? Is it saving lives? I don't think it is. As a matter of fact, it appears to be taking more. So this is a very interesting dilemma we find ourselves in now, folks. What is it exactly that the United States has to do? Well, the truth of the matter is maybe we should stop arresting people who told the truth. And we should start telling the American people the truth. And we should aim all of our money, all of our financial support toward getting these people to sit down and talk truce, no matter what it takes. That's the way to save the lives. That's the way to bring this to an end. You're not going to convince me that Putin wants his soldiers dead. You're not going to convince me that the Ukraine government says, go ahead and die. We don't care. Die for your country. They don't want it either. They want it resolved. That's what needs to happen. Diplomacy needs to happen. Instead, we are just throwing money into, here's more weapons of destruction. Kill more people. Kill more. This guy claims that some of the American weaponry that was sent over there was designed to be fired into Russia. I have a newsflash for you. If Zelensky fires anything into Russia, and it turns out it's U.S. weaponry, we are in World War III. It's as simple as that. And there's no telling whether Zelensky will do that or whether he won't. Desperate men do desperate things. We were told they're winning and everything's fine. They're coming up roses. Now we find out, no, they're in desperately bad shape. This looks like a lost cause. Well, people who have nothing to lose do very strange things. And all it's going to take is U.S. weaponry to end up on the ground in Russia. And we are in World War III. And you'll have the Biden administration to thank because they are not trying to negotiate. They are not trying to get both sides to the table. They are not saying we refuse to allow this war to go any further. We are not giving the Ukraine any more support, but we are going to sanction the hell out of Russia to the point where they're going to dry up. And we're putting a red line in the Ukraine. And if you cross it, you declare war. Putin will never cross that. He'll come and sit at the table. And you'd be able to resolve this. Maybe not to the Ukraine's liking. Maybe not even to Putin's liking. But it'll kill a whole lot less people. Instead, let's just send over more missiles so you can kill more people. And the taxpayers can pay for it. Fine, we're all paying for the destruction. When you see the destruction on your television set, just understand you paid for it. And a 21-year-old kid who made a dumbass mistake, he's going to pay for it for the rest of his life because I have a newsflash for you. They're going to put him in prison for a very long time. And they're going to justify it by saying he could have possibly leaked secrets to the enemy. Well, what secrets? Secrets that you decided to keep from the American people, though. Would it have been necessarily a bad thing to tell Vladimir Putin, hey, we have special forces in there, 100 or more of them. We don't want to see anybody armed here. And you don't want to go there. Maybe that would have been for the best, right? Why are you lying? Why are you getting the news people to lie, by the way? And what I love is they say, well, these are classified documents and secrets that only top secret clearance can have. Well, somehow the newspapers got a hold of them. Show me their top secret clearance. That they could read what was in there. None of them are going to prison. I just want the American people to understand one thing. We are technically at war. You're being lied to right now. This country is at war with Russia. And probably in a short period of time, we will be in war with China. The extent of which I do not know. But I have a feeling that just about election time, you're going to see it begin to escalate. And remember where you heard it first. People who are fearful very seldom change their leadership. Very seldom. There's a much deeper purpose than human rights behind what's happening in the Ukraine, folks. And we don't know the tip of the iceberg.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.